This is Youth Ministry Optics, an experimental podcast powered by G-Shades Youth Ministry Curriculum. I'm Mike Haynes, youth pastor and creator of G-Shades, and if you've stumbled on this podcast, you're early to the party. It's not quite ready for public consumption yet. But even in these early episodes, I want to offer some thoughts and tips around youth ministry teaching and leadership, all through the lens of the gospel. Because at G-Shades, we believe the gospel changes the optics. So if you're a youth pastor, you know that rejection and failure, they feel personal to the teenagers that we shepherd. When they don't make the team, when they get ghosted by a friend, when they get turned down by a crush, when they fail a test, when they disappoint someone that they respect, right? We've seen it all, haven't we? And of course, when they experience rejection, many students internalize that lie that they're not good enough. But the gospel tells a different story. As youth pastors, we have an opportunity to help students see rejection and failure through the lens of the gospel, not as the final verdict, but as moments where God is still at work. So when a student comes to you shattered because they fell short, remind them of the gospel truth that this isn't the end of their story. There's more. When teenagers fail, help them see that rejection and failure are inevitable. And I know that sounds like dark, but it's true. And so no matter how talented or smart or popular a student is, like rejection and failure, like that's gonna come. It's gonna come, and it's not because of their inadequacy. It's gonna come because they're human. And so nobody's everybody's cup of tea, right? Like everybody is gonna get rejected by somebody. And when students can see that that's the reality, then they won't see their failure as a reflection of their worth. They'll just see it as something unfortunate that happened. And they'll learn from it and grow from it and move on because their identity is rooted in the gospel. When teenagers fail, show them that rejection doesn't define their identity. Sometimes students hear a message like, your worth is tied to your performance, right? They hear that from culture. They hear that from their teachers or from friends. Maybe even sometimes from church. But Jesus says something completely different. He sees our flaws and he covers them with his righteousness. And he isn't lying to himself when he calls us worthy. What he says about us and to us is true of us because he died to make it true. So that means that when one of your students falls short, tell them, you are not your failures. Your mistakes don't define you. You are not your rejections. Other people's opinions don't determine your value. You are who God says you are, loved, chosen, and redeemed. Our kids need to hear that from us. So be the person in their life who will say it. When teenagers fail, teach that God uses failure for growth. Like, in the moment, failure feels like the end. But in Scripture, we see that God often uses failure as a setup for growth. I mean, think about some of the biggest heroes of the Bible. Moses failed when he killed a man and ran away and thought his calling was over. And Peter failed when he denied Jesus three times. And Paul failed when he persecuted Christians before becoming one. Like, failure isn't the end of the story. In fact, failure is often the beginning of God's best work. And that was true way back in the days of the Old Testament and the early church. And it's true today, probably in your own story too. So consider telling your students your story and how God has helped you learn from your moments of failure. When teenagers fail, help them see that Jesus understands rejection. Jesus knows what it's like to be rejected. I mean, Jesus was rejected by his hometown. He was rejected by his disciples. He was rejected by the very people who worshiped him. And he was rejected by you and me, even now, as we imperfectly navigate life as believers. But Jesus' rejection wasn't the end of his story. Like, and it's not the end of ours either. And it's not the end of the story for your students either. So help them see that rejection happened even to the very best person to ever walk the planet. It may just help them maintain a healthy perspective. When teenagers fail, teach them to respond to failure with faith. Like when they face rejection, they should do three things, at least three things. Number one, run to Jesus first. That instead of seeking validation from social media or for friends or from distractions, they would seek validation from Jesus. Number two, ask, what is God teaching me? Instead of wallowing in shame, Ask, what is God teaching me in this? And number three is move forward in faith, that trusting that God has something planned for them, even when the plan hasn't gone the way they wanted so far. Each student's going to fail at something, but when they see rejection through the lens of the gospel, they will understand that their failures don't define them. Jesus does, that their pain isn't wasted, that God is redeeming their pain and their failures for growth, and that God is walking with them patiently as they grow in their relationship with God and in their Christ-likeness.
That's it for now, but we'll be back with another episode next week. In the meantime, check out everything we're building at youthministrycurriculum.com.